Good afternoon. Continuing our study of Man Was Not Born to Cry, we are on chapter 5, the chapter called Withinness. And this chapter is about your dominion. You have dominion over all that is on the earth and the sea and the air, in any dimension. You have complete and utter dominion, and that dominion is within you. And if you are not experiencing that dominion, then there's work to do. All of us have at least one area that we do not witness this dominion in. Therefore, we need to study this chapter. I really love this sentence here. It's one of those cones we talked about a couple of years ago. Oh, before we get started, I wanted to say that next week will be just past the halfway point in this book. I have attempted to meditate. No, that's not true. Not attempted. I have meditated before each chapter, read the chapter, read it several times, meditated again during the week. And then I have returned to the chapter with pen in hand, and those things which jump out or come to me, I underline and make notes. Then, again, before I make the talk, I read through the chapter, I read through my notes, I have a meditation, I wait until I make the contact with that presence within, then I come and sit down to make the talk. And so we're almost at the halfway point, and I have received very little feedback, very little. If these talks on this book are benefiting you, or if you're getting something out of them, please let me know. A short little email would suffice. If you're not, if this is like old hat to you, and why are we rehashing these things? We've covered them before. Let's move on to something else. Let me know that too. Okay? Just send an email. There's a link on my website, mysticalprinciples.com, that says Contact Bill. You can click on that and write me an email. Otherwise, I'm most certain you already have my email address. And let me know, please. Okay, so here we go with the chapter called Withinness. I really love this sentence here. How could death, says Joel, how could death enter into the presence of all presence? Those who live in the realization of God as omnipresence dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And that's a cone. That's something to take into meditation. How could death enter into the presence of all presence? It's just full of, well, your freedom and mine. All right. Says Joel, you may wonder why so much evil, so much sin, disease, lack, limitation, and even death has come into your experience. Yes, if it's true that God is omnipresence, how can these other things keep operating? What is the secret? Surely you must have had quiet periods in the dead of night in which you say, I know this has to be true. God really is omnipresent. Wherever I am, God is. And yet, there's still God and. I'm still having these lacks and limitations and problems and diseases and inharmonies and even death, perhaps. So what is the answer? Well, he says, eventually it's borne in upon you that what is responsible for the ills of mankind is darkness or ignorance. Ignorance of truth. And ignorance, I changed the word ignorance in my copy. I changed it to unawareness. Now, this is important, so listen. Ignorance means you are unaware. If you had the conscious awareness, the living awareness, the vibrant awareness of the living presence of God, where you stand, wherever you stand, throughout your days and nights, that awareness would be Christ on earth, would it not? But we don't have that awareness. We have these problems. We have good today and bad tomorrow. We have good that turns into bad, and then we work real hard to turn the bad into good. That's unawareness. That's entertaining thoughts and beliefs about this world. The economics, the epidemics, the misguided, troubled souls on the planet. That's unawareness, what he is calling ignorance. I don't like the word ignorance. It doesn't do anything for me. Unawareness, I can see. I can see. But is ignorance something? Is unawareness something? If you see what I see, you have to say unawareness is a lack of awareness. Unawareness simply means awareness isn't there. You're not entertaining awareness. You're entertaining unawareness, or ignorance, or nothing. Nothing. Nothingness. And so unawareness is a nothingness. So, eventually it's borne upon you that what is responsible for the ills of mankind is unawareness of truth. The Master promised, you shall know the truth, or you shall be aware of the truth, and the awareness of truth shall make you free. It must be plain. If you are not free, it's because you don't have the conscious awareness of truth. But fortunately, unawareness is something you can do something about. And so over here in the margin I wrote, unawareness of truth, of that which is, of the I. That's what's responsible for the ills coming upon you. You shall have the conscious awareness of truth. You shall be consciously aware of that which is, consciously aware of the I. That's your dominion. Your conscious awareness. Paul went further, says Joel, than that when he said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. In other words, what you are aware of determines where you live. If you are aware of people, places, things, good and evil, high and low, beautiful and ugly, all of the opposites, then you are living in that unawareness of that which is. You don't have the conscious awareness of I in your midst. You have the conscious awareness of these dualities. See, I don't really like the sowing and reaping bit because it brings to mind, or it reminds me of when I was a child and I had to attend church, and I was all the time made to feel guilty because I was bad or doing things that, or thinking things that I shouldn't have been. But I understand when I change it to, rather than what you sow, so shall you reap, I change it to what you are aware of determines where you live. You either live in unawareness or duality or nothingness, or you are aware of that which is, of the I, and you live in the kingdom. You live in the awareness. And so your dominion is your awareness or lack of it. I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. So turn away from unawareness. Gain the conscious awareness of I in your midst, and you will not have to die. You will have dominion. You will never die. Again, we started with, how could death enter into the presence of all presence? If you don't have the conscious awareness of I in your midst, if you don't have the conscious awareness of that which is, then you will have to die, because it's part of the duality in which you're living. Good and bad, birth and death. But if you have the conscious awareness of I in your midst, of the is which is, then you never have to die again, ever. You have come out from the wheel of birth and death. You are standing in your own conscious awareness. You haven't gone anywhere. You haven't made a transition from this world into another world. You have made a transition from unawareness to awareness of that which is. You have found eternal life. And so God says, look, good and evil and bad and good and making mistakes and sowing and reaping, that has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. I have no pleasure in you dying. Turn and live. God has never punished anyone, says Joel. There is no provision in God for punishment of any nature. The very moment you look up and turn away, in that moment you are white as snow. Do not accept the belief that the discords from which you are suffering are from God. Not even for a good reason. And that's something I'm always harping on. I feel it very strongly. God is not sending you limitation and lack in order to teach you a spiritual principle. That's wrong. Because then you make God responsible for your lacks and limitations. And then they have power, don't they? They have God power. God never sends you something to teach you a lesson. That's a misinterpretation of religion or religions. No, God's not in that. I have no pleasure in that, says God. Turn and live. Turn away from unawareness. Get conscious awareness. And this we do in our meditation. So, he says, the realization that there is no power outside of your own being responsible for your ills prepares you for the next step. But remember, realization is not reading this sentence and going, okay, yeah, I agree with that. Okay, yeah, sure, it makes sense. No, that's not realization. That's an intellectual understanding which will result in nil. The conscious awareness that there is no power outside of your being responsible for your ills prepares you for the next step. So when you have the conscious awareness that unawareness is the reason for these ills, then you're prepared to say and to take the step, well, how do I get the conscious awareness of that which is? The next step is to understand, says Joel, that the suffering, the lack, and the limitation in your life are due to something within you. And actually, I say, they're due to a nothing within you. Or the absence of something within you, or the unawareness. The fault which must be corrected is unawareness of the truth, and that you can do something about. And so he has a little contemplation down here where he says, all dominion, all love, and all power is within me. When you have a feeling or a conscious awareness within you of this truth, then you begin to perceive you do not need to take up the sword. Now, if you believe that lack and limitation is something you need to fight, or fear, you're going to take up the sword. Right? There's nothing wrong with that or bad with that. But you only have to look out over the world and look back in history to see thousands of years of taking up the sword. What has it accomplished? Has anyone been made free that way? No. If there was any freedom, it was so temporary, it's only a dot in infinity. And then it went right back to lack and limitation and struggles and strife. So taking up the sword is not going to work. It's not going to give you your freedom or your dominion. But, he says, when you have a feeling or the conscious awareness that there is a something within you, and that that something has all dominion, all law, all power, then that conscious awareness of that which is reveals to you, oh, wait, I don't have to fight. I don't have to work that hard. That's right, there's a presence here. Now, fulfill yourself. Always, you have dominion, but that dominion is exercised only by the recognition of the truth, or the conscious awareness of the truth. Now, truth, we know now, is that which is. Truth is the Christ itself. Christ says, I am the truth, and so truth is I. The infinite invisible I. And so your conscious awareness of I is your dominion. And so the dominion that you have is only exercised by the conscious awareness of the I. Again, we said over here, what you are aware of determines in what universe you live. And so, if you have no conscious awareness of I, you live in a dual universe, good and evil. But if you have the conscious awareness of I, always, he says, your dominion is exercised only by the conscious awareness of the I, or that which is. And so, although every individual in the world has the kingdom of God within him, and every individual has the Christ indwelling, it does not function except through the conscious awareness of it. It is not the truth that makes you free, it is your conscious awareness of truth that brings it into action. The conscious awareness of it brings it into manifestation. And so the very, very important point that this chapter is making, called Withinness, I think I would have called it conscious awareness, is that your dominion is your conscious awareness. Your conscious awareness is your dominion. Now, of course, you know you can't use this dominion. Here's the dominion over all that is, and all the planes of existence. An infinite, invisible dominion. You have it, but you can't exercise it. And the minute you try, you've picked up the sword, and you've lost it. This great dominion, and you can't exercise it. But, in your meditation, in your stillness, as you rest back from picking up the sword, as you no longer fear, hate, or love anything appearing in the dual universe, as you stand still, you see the salvation of the Lord. As you stand still, the conscious awareness of the I, of that which is, comes to you, flows into you. It happens to you. The stone is cut out of the mountain without hands. And that conscious awareness is the dominion, which uses your consciousness. So your dominion is something that uses you. Awareness that the kingdom of God is within you, the power, the dominion, and the presence of the indwelling Christ, is an important step of bringing about your resurrection from the tomb. You see, conscious awareness of that which is dissolves that which isn't. And so conscious awareness of truth dissolves unawareness. Conscious awareness dissolves beliefs, world beliefs, because world beliefs are unawareness. If you believe in good and evil, it's only because you are unaware of the omnipresence of that which is. Once you have the awareness, the conscious awareness of that which is, it's impossible to have a belief in something else. The conscious awareness of omnipresence melts anything unlike itself. And so, he uttered his voice, or you received the conscious awareness, and the earth melted. All the beliefs dissolve. So the whole secret lies in those words, conscious awareness. And your resurrection from the tomb of duality, we talked about last week, asking God to come into your tomb and make it better. Your resurrection out of that tomb into conscious awareness, that is the resurrection. You're being resurrected out of the human mind and its beliefs into conscious awareness, or the mind which was in Christ Jesus. So, he says, when you enter an empty room, there's no love there. Whatever is in the room has to be brought there by the people who go into it. Yes, it's brought by your conscious awareness. You are living in your conscious awareness. All of you, and I say this to myself too, all of us that have little areas, little foxes, that we have where we say, oh, well, you know, it's really, gosh, if the government was a little bit better, or if only I had a greater education, or it's really her fault because she's prejudiced, or whatever those little beliefs are that we entertain, that's unawareness. And we live in whatever we are entertaining. And so if you're entertaining those little things, then that's the universe in which you're going to live. However, if you practice meditation and gain, have that inner capital E experience of conscious awareness of the I in your midst, of the I that is, then that's the universe in which you're living. And so, yes, you walk into a room and you take your conscious awareness or your unawareness, and it colors your experience. We said years ago that two people can be sitting on a bench and yet living in two entirely different universes, because one is unaware and one is aware. Two are standing in a field, one is lifted up. Are you lifted up into conscious awareness? If you are, then you are living in the kingdom of heaven here on earth, while your neighbor may be suffering in hell. But it's a hell not created by anything out here. It's a hell created by unawareness. And therefore, it's not really created at all. It's a nothingness, because awareness, unawareness is a nothingness. It's a lack of a somethingness. But this you can do something about. So, says Joel, all that is already is, and all that is already wherever you are. The kingdom of God cannot be brought to you, not even by Jesus Christ. He merely announced the kingdom. But that kingdom of God is already within you. Holy mountains or holy temples will not reveal God. And certainly there is even less hope of finding God in a man or in a book. God must be sought within you. See, God must be a conscious awareness. Yet, even though all that is already is, it does not function unless you are aware of that is. And so it's not the is, it's your awareness. It's not the is. It's not God. You must have the conscious awareness, or the consciousness, or the realization of God. Then it functions. It may be pouring rain outside, or shining sunshine. You can't have it unless you go out into it. You can sit and cry and moan and whine, "I really wish I had some sunshine, it's so dark in here." But sooner or later you're going to say, "Wait a minute, let me put on my shoes or my shorts and go outside. Ah, here it is, sunshine. That feels so good. I watch my cat out there sunning, laying in the sunshine and grooming himself, and I can tell it feels so good." It's not God. God's work is done. It's you. It's your conscious awareness of that which is. Not your thoughts. Your thoughts are useless. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are unawareness. Quit thinking statements of truth. It's doing you no good. Ah, but come to the stillness with an emptiness and an openness and a receptivity. Know that you are waiting, you are standing still, you are bearing witness that conscious awareness may come to you. Then, when it comes, then God functions. Or all that is already is, the is begins to function. You cannot develop the conscious awareness of the infinite eternal kingdom from Jesus, or from a man, woman, tape, or book. It must be felt, consciously contacted within. Hence the name of the chapter, Withinness. Now, says Joel, whether I have to go into a business office, a church edifice, a customs station at the border, I carry with me the recognition of the indwelling Christ, the realization or the conscious awareness that every individual is the child of God. And so you see, all those people you meet your own conscious awareness wherever you go, or you meet your unawareness wherever you go. But it's you. You have the dominion. So he says, if you are carrying out into this world resentment or hatred, jealousy, bias, or bigotry, you are doing it because of unawareness. You do not really know what you are doing, which is why the Master could say, Father, forgive them. They do not know they are living in unawareness. You create your heaven or hell by your conscious awareness or your unawareness. This is your dominion. Try to understand, says Joel, nothing can enter your experience except through your consciousness. Not a thing. And so nothing can enter your experience except through your unawareness, which is the nothing. Or, if you are having these periods of conscious awareness, then that is what you are experiencing. That is what enters your consciousness. And so, this chapter within this is explaining that you have dominion over all that is, but not a dominion you can exercise. You either live in the unawareness of that which is, and walk around making a perfect demonstration of duality, or you are being resurrected above that unawareness into periods in your meditation of conscious awareness, and then periods even while you are walking around with eyes open of conscious awareness of that which is, of the I in your midst. Then you are standing in the kingdom, or the secret place of the Most High. It's an awareness that is a dominion over all that appears. But this dominion comes to you or flows through you as you stand still. When you exercise no personal power of any kind, then this I can function. And so, yes, you have dominion, but it's not yours. It's not yours to grab hold of and exercise. It's yours when you are so still that it can function you. Joel says, you impart yourself to others. And there is no way for God to reach this world except through consciousness. There must be a consciousness through which it comes. That is the secret of healing. It takes someone who has developed his conscious awareness to the point of being a transparency through which God functions. The greater the degree of transparency you have achieved, the greater healing work you can do. And so you must know the truth that all power is given unto you. God power, God dominion over all the sin, disease, lack, and limitation of the world is given unto you. Know the truth that the indwelling Christ in you and in every individual is the resurrecting and healing Christ and is ever operative, even without being told what to do or to whom. But see, when he says, know the truth, all power is given unto you, he means have the conscious awareness of I in your midst. Have the conscious awareness of this Christ in your midst and in the midst of every individual in the world. Your conscious awareness of this is the resurrecting and healing Christ. Again, it's your conscious awareness of it. Carry the realization with you until more and more you are told, I feel comfortable, I feel comforted when I talk with you. A burden falls away when I am with you. Then you will know that you have entered the Christ, and the great reservoir of withinness. You will have the conscious awareness of the great reservoir of withinness at the center of your being, and you will know it's flowing forth into expression as love and peace and joy. But this is a power that can never be used by you. It is a power you can only witness. Awareness, witness the is that is. And so this chapter is bringing home again and again to us that we must make the transition from unawareness to a point of stillness where the awareness of that which is comes upon us. The glimpse comes to us. Then that awareness we carry out into the world, and we live and move and have our being in the secret place. The secret place of our conscious awareness. No one knows what you're consciously aware of. Again, two people can be sitting on a bench speaking of the weather and how lovely it is today. Yet, one has the unawareness of that which is, and says, yes, it's a pretty day, but we're in the middle of a drought, and I really wish we'd get some rain. And the other one sitting there has the conscious awareness of that which is, and simply looks through what that person just said, through the appearance of a drought, and sees God is in his heaven, all is right with the world. They're living in two different kingdoms. They're living in two different universes, because they're living in two different awarenesses. One's living in an unawareness of that which is, and one's living in the conscious awareness of that which is. And so your dominion flows from your conscious awareness of truth. Yes, know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Have the conscious awareness of that which is, of the infinite invisible I in your midst. And your conscious awareness of it is what makes you free. It's not I that makes you free. It's your conscious awareness of I that makes you free. Now, they have inserted a letter which Joel wrote to a student. It is titled Instructions to a Student. And I find the first paragraph just completely awesome. It says, he is saying to the student, you are trying to heal persons, and it will not work. You are trying to realize God, then peeking to see what God does about the error. Now, here's a person trying to heal that's living in unawareness of that which is. Obviously. Because they're trying to pull God into the tomb. Please, God, come in and heal this person. You're trying to heal persons. It will not work. You're meditating to realize God, and then peeking to see what God does about the error. I know we've all done that. I've done that, haven't you? Taking a peek to see? Well, I'm meditating to realize or to gain the conscious awareness of that which is. And then I'm looking out here to see if God does something about that which is not. Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? It's kind of silly. God, please lift me above my tomb, but would you do something in that corner over there? It could be cleaned up. So he says to this student, in proportion as you attain spiritual awareness or conscious awareness of that which is, you will find that harmony is. You do not have to try to establish it. You don't have to work that hard. But only to recognize that it is. Now, listen to these five words. spiritual consciousness does not heal. And so we have all these books on spiritual healing and the foundation of spiritual healing and the art of spiritual healing and specific spiritual healing principles and a whole movement based on spiritual healing, and there is no such thing. Spiritual consciousness does not heal. It sees through appearances to what actually is. So spiritual consciousness doesn't heal the tomb. Spiritual consciousness looks through it, beholds, has the conscious awareness of that which is. Spiritual awareness has the conscious awareness of that which is, and that conscious awareness dissolves that which is a nothing and reveals itself. When you have the conscious awareness of that which is, you enter your conscious awareness and live in it. And everything unlike it falls away. It has to, because it's a nothing. And so, spiritual conscious awareness doesn't heal. It only reveals itself. And he says here, in the last paragraph of this letter to the student, all spiritual light comes only after darkness. Do I not indicate that over and over again? I can sense his frustration sometimes. As the material conditions or persons fail us, then we are driven to the spirit. Yes, as long as we have something to which we can cling, we said last week. I guess it wasn't last week, it was yesterday, since I've made two of these talks in a row. We said yesterday, just yesterday, it seems like we said that if, as long as you have something to cling to, you won't come out of the tomb. And so he's saying here, the reason why these material conditions and persons fail us is because they're standing on a foundation of unawareness, of a nothingness. They have to fail. The beautiful part is that when they do, then we can turn and live. And then we are driven to the spirit. We are driven to get, to have, to experience is a better word. We are driven to experience the conscious awareness of that which is. To understand the nature of God is this great secret, says Joel in Across the Desk. Once the student perceives that God is not like anything he may have believed him to be, and in proportion as the nature of God is consciously realized, then an understanding of prayer and meditation come quickly. Because only through prayer and meditation is the activity of the presence of God consciously realized, or made consciously aware, or witnessed. There is a Christ, and to be still brings the capital E experience to us. And therefore, be still. And that's the chapter called Withinness. And it's all about you. It's all about you and your conscious awareness. It's not God that's going to heal you of anything, and praying to God to heal you, or using some fancy principles and reciting them to heal you. All of that's nonsense. Don't you see that now? That's all in the realm of unawareness of that which is, because if you had the conscious awareness of omnipresence right here, all that nonsense would fall away. It's not needed. It's not necessary, and you would know it. And you would laughingly put up your sword. How silly of me. I don't have to work that hard. I only have to rest until the conscious awareness of that which is upon me. And when it comes, it dissolves the hypnotism. So let me not ask God to clean up my tomb. Let me not cling to anything, any of the furnishings I've furnished my tomb with. Let me be really ready to be resurrected. Let me make it my practice, my profession, let it be that which I profess, to be still, to stand still, to let go, to let the conscious awareness be upon me. I have nothing to seek. All I am doing here is resting, that I may be consciously aware of the is that is. In the wisdoms of the infinite way, Joel says, is alone overcomes the world. And I think he would agree that he could add three words to that. The conscious awareness of is alone overcomes the world. Because the is that is already is, but it's not functioning in your consciousness until you have the conscious awareness of the is. Then it functions. And so I come here to the inner well of spirit. I come to the center of my being, asking for nothing of this world. I only sit still here, I only rest here, lean back into the everlasting, that I may witness, experience the conscious awareness of the is that is, of the I in my midst. This I is infinite, always ising, and the conscious awareness of this I is my dominion. Therefore, let me be still, let me take no thought, let me not rehearse any truth I have ever heard. Let me be open to a brand new experience, to a brand new awareness. Let me witness something that eye has not seen nor ear heard. Father, reveal the is. Then there is an inner movement, peaceful presence which flows. I have the conscious awareness of the isness. And I stand still, that dominion, that the I may fulfill itself. This I is the resurrection. It will lift you out of the tomb into the conscious awareness of it. And your periods of living in the conscious awareness begin to overlap, so that even with eyes open, while driving, while shopping, while working, even while playing, suddenly the conscious awareness of that which is flows into your consciousness. You feel it. It's a conscious awareness. It brings your thought to a stop. All you can say is, thank you, Father. Thank you, God is. We are moving toward that day when we live and move and have our being in the conscious awareness of the is that is, constantly. We are moving to the ascension, where the conscious awareness of that which is functions our being, and more pours through the Spirit upon all flesh. We are moving into the conscious awareness of our own everlasting life, coming out of a form that can die or be born. We are moving to that place in conscious awareness where we live in the infinite and eternal is. And there is no need nor any one who can incarnate, nor any place to incarnate. We are moving to the conscious awareness of the eternal kingdom, in which I am. Oh, surely there shall be no night there. Thank you. I hope to hear from some of you. Have a wonderful week by stepping out of a week and into the conscious awareness of that which is. Live in a kingdom of grace. And God's blessings be upon you and through you.